Hello and welcome to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thanks so much for joining us. Well, earlier this year, the Margaritaville Resort in Hollywood Beach was sold for almost $200 million. And around that time, it was learned that the city of Hollywood had given the original owners $28 million for the project. City leaders created the term compensated funding to describe the transaction. There are critics who say the city got duped in the original deal. One person who believes this is an investment for the city's future is Mayor Josh Levy. We spoke with him recently about it, and he started by explaining to us what the city gave to those original developers.
So the city put in, you could say, cold hard cash, $23 million into this project to basically be able to secure the construction of this flagship hotel for the beach. And to gain the benefit of the rents that this tenant would be paying. Margaritaville is a tenant of the city of Hollywood, insofar as we act as the ground lease landlord. So we get rent in exchange for that investment. We get also participation rent where, depending on the gross profit of the hotel, we get an extra percentage of that gross profit. So in some ways, we're a partner in the success of the hotel. And actually, one of the negotiations when the loan, original $10 million loan, resulted years later into the city deciding to invest $23 million into this, you know, compensated funding agreement, one of the terms to make that happen from the city side was that we would receive those extra gross profit based participation rents from year one versus year 11, which was the original negotiation, and also the city negotiated a very, very strong rent acceleration for the life of the loan. So it's for the life of the land lease, 99 years. Every 5 years, I believe we get a 15% rent increase for the base rent. And so when you look at, and some people question, hey, how could the city change, you know, its investment or its financial position from a lender of $10 million getting repayment to an investor of $23 million without repayment? The repayment that we get, the compensation that we get for that $23 million grant is through the increased negotiated rents that were negotiated. So again, through participation rent and doubling the land lease rent, the city comes out way ahead of where it would have been had it just made the $10 million loan with the lower rents and the slower participation rent.
So the compensation is dependent upon the success of the hotel. What if there's another financial crisis?
We are a ground lease landlord of this hotel. The hotel pays rent. The hotel is doing gangbusters. Occupancy is over 90%. Room rates are really strong. The concept Margaritaville fits right into our beach. But if there's a calamity, like in the national markets and tourism totally slows, the hotel is still obligated to make its rent payments, just like any one of us are still obligated to pay our mortgage at our homes, even if we're falling on hard times. Their obligation to pay rent is still there, and maybe we wouldn't enjoy the extra icing on the cake in the participation rent component if things, you know, slow down so severely, like nationally and regionally here. But we'd still get our base rent, which I believe is about $1 million a year. And the hotel would also be obligated to continue paying, of course, like all of us, its property taxes. One of the great benefits of Margaritaville, beyond just the rents that we bargained for in making this grant and bringing this project in, is that the hotel's value for property tax purposes, I believe, is somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million. And that brings in, as of last year, $2.4 million a year in property taxes, the beneficiaries of which are the city of Hollywood, aka our taxpayers, the school district, the county, the hospital district, and the Children's Services Council. All those taxing authorities, we all split $2.4 million a year just in property taxes that Margaritaville is paying for the improvements they built on our city land. And you know, $2.4 million in property taxes, if you just divide that by, say, $3,000 of property taxes where the average homeowner pays, or if we just use that as an example, that's the equivalent of 800 homes paying $3,000 a year in property taxes is what Margaritaville pays. As a city, though, realize this was all in a time when the city's budget was also thin and doesn't have too much room. And cities always have to look for, you know, non-ad valorem, non-property tax-based, not on the backs of the residents-based revenue. It would be incumbent upon us, I think, to be wise stewards of city assets like this beachfront-owned land.
How does this funding play in the issue of the parking garage? Because does the city still own part of that parking garage as public spaces, or after a period of time, then the city will take over its spaces? It'll take back those spaces.
The hotel project included the construction of, I believe, 600 parking spaces. for, of course, public access, permanent public access, and then had its own few hundred spaces that it needed for the hotel operations. The revenue from the public spaces goes to pay the loan, that is the community development district. And then once that's paid off, the hotel manages the spaces, and the city then gets the balance of the revenue. Long story short, we still have public spaces there, of course, and the revenue first is used to pay off the construction of that parking garage, and then ultimately reverting back to the city. Now, what the article in the newspapers, you know, was kind of angling towards was, hey, what if the CDD did not make its loan payments? What happens then? Well, it is true that the city would be the ultimate guarantor of those payments, and we'd be on the hook to make those payments to repay that $30+ million loan. But in the agreements, if that were to ever take place and happen, we would also take possession, basically foreclose on the hotel itself, which, as you saw, the value of the hotel just traded for $190 million. And so, heck, if it ever comes to the point where they default on the $30+ million garage loan, and that means we can take possession of the hotel, then we have a $200 million asset that we suddenly own for the non-payment of a $30 million loan. And KSL Partners, the investment group that owns the hotel right now, they would never let that happen. They wouldn't just lose a $200 million investment. And plus, it's all, you know, the hotel, the parking garage is almost always full. It does well, and it's very, very easily repaying its loan.
We're talking with the mayor of Hollywood, Josh Levy, about the controversy on taxpayer money that went to help in the construction of the Margaritaville Resort on Hollywood Beach. Did the city give developers a gift for the project? Are taxpayers on the hook if something goes wrong? Or is this perhaps a model for cities in the future when they look at how to create tax revenue? Real quickly, we talk about that sale. I take it that the new ownership, they're on the hook for the same contract, but also, is the city investigating if they're owed money for that sale?
The transaction that took place, less than 3 years after the hotel was developed, was probably sooner than ordinary people would expect. The hotel sold for a very healthy $190 million. In the agreements with the original developer, if a transaction of sale were to take place, I think the city was potentially entitled to a 5% cut of that sale. And in this case, it turns out that that 5% cut, though, might amount to zero for us because of the way in which they allowed in the agreements the developer to include expenses like constructing the parking garage with CDD money, not even their own, as their developer cost when it comes to calculating whether or not the city's owed the 5%. So you might say, hey, city, you know, you were supposed to get 5%, but look, the wording of the contracts allows them to include so many expenses where your 5% is zero, you got shafted. But I beg to differ, though, because to me, it's not a sneaky surprise that all these costs, resulted in the city getting zero. If I take a look at the timeline of the negotiation of this project, you realize that in the give and take of the original deal in 2011 to the ultimate deal in 2013, the city had opted, I think, for increasing, doubling the annual rents for the 99 years and also the base rent, and then including that that rent increase every 5 years, 15%. Those rent increases, both the acceleration and the doubling of the base rent, greatly outweigh over time and even over the short term the potential amount of 5% that we could have gotten in this transaction fee. So, yes, the city loses out on, you know, potentially a couple million dollars on this sale, depending on what the language would have been. But we gain mega, mega millions of dollars in the accelerated rents over time.
What protections does the city have over natural disasters? I mean, what if we get hit by a really bad hurricane?
The city owns the land. KSL Partners own Margaritaville. They have insurance for windstorm just like everybody else. And so if something were to happen to the hotel, they'd be responsible to fix it. If they were to walk away from it completely, and we're left holding the hotel, again, that's a $200 million asset. Nobody would ever walk away from it. That's like you saying you'd walk away from your own home because the roof got blown off from the hurricane. You'd get a loan to replace the roof. You wouldn't just give the bank the house if you had a bunch of equity in it. They have $190 million of cash equity in that hotel. They're never walking away from it.
Everything that I've heard is you feel confident this is a great deal for the city, but I'm wondering, have you seen anything like this in any other city that tells you, shows you, Yeah, it's a good deal to be in. And, you know, at the end, you know, you're basically invested in the success of this hotel.
There's a new phenomenon called public-private partnerships, P3s. And this is a perfect example where the public owns land. The private industry is expert at and knows how to and is in the business of building hotels. And so we as a city, as property owners of this land, you know, opted to rent this land to the private party that would build this asset that would spill over a bunch of, you know, external benefits to the rest of our beach as well. So, you know, total win-win. And more local governments, and we even had a delegation from the province of Córdoba in Argentina come into South Florida, and they particularly had an interest in stopping here in Hollywood and learning about how they can leverage their own, you know, publicly owned assets to generate income for the you know, the public governments, whether it's in Argentina or in Hollywood or in different municipalities in Broward or Florida, to create productive revenue-producing, you know, engines for these cities. Because if we don't have extra engines generating revenue and are not entrepreneurial in a way, then we're just left with relying on tax revenue, mainly property taxes here in Hollywood, you know, on the backs of our businesses and residents. So if we ever want to get to the day when we reduce, you know, property tax rates and what have you, then we need to be able to make streams of revenue that are separate from property taxes, you know, on the residents. In this case, through negotiating a lease to Margaritaville that's generating $1.3 million a year in rent and is the equivalent in property taxes of 800 homes.
Again, that was Hollywood Mayor Josh Levy talking with us about the controversial money that the city had given to the original investors of the Margaritaville Resort that's there on the beach. He did say $23 million, but he did also, and it has been reported in the Sun Sentinel, that amount was up to $28 million. And you can find us on Facebook, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Was this a good deal for the city, or has it improved business? Or maybe the city got duped? Again, find us on Facebook, WLRN Sundown.